time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us as always by the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. I am joined today on the phone, being it Thursday, by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who, Mayor Heminger, I hope is having a wonderful Thursday afternoon.
It is a wonderful Thursday afternoon. It's been a great week of celebration and remembrances. I love weeks like this where we get to start off with the Martin Luther King Jr. banquet and the NAACP gathering on Monday. We heard great speeches, inspirational comments from Judge Carl Fox and Reverend Barber, and then a shout out to Dolores Bailey from Empowerment, who was honored with her leadership for the award for the year. Then I've been on Zoom calls and got to watch bits and pieces of the inauguration, and just really uplifted by the parade across America and all the statements and Amanda Gorman's poem. I mean, it made you feel hopeful again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Amanda Gorman is a star, isn't she?
Oh,
she was so great.
Oh, it just gave that sense of hopefulness, of healing, of coming back together, getting some things done. The president, right off the bat, we got news, and we've been posting out there that he's rejoining the Paris Agreement and the World Health Organization, going to be staying evictions, working with DACA and all our immigration issues, the 100-day mask challenge, but also getting more vaccines out. And I told you earlier, I was touring the UNC Friday Center site today. What an amazing operation, and I'm so thrilled that we have this here in our community, but what a great job they're doing. They're serving over 850 appointments each day. They're ready to ramp up to double that when they start getting more doses. There's 100 volunteers of medical students, pharmacy students, medical people, administrators, who all volunteer their time over there and get trained to help people. The category right now is 65 and up, and people were so grateful that we're coming in there, and it ran just like clockwork. A very welcoming place, but spaced out, and they said they had to keep reorganizing. It just changes depending on how many doses they know they're going to get, and they'll hopefully open up for more appointments and get more people vaccinated. But it just was really, really a great place to do it, too. They thought it out, and it was running smoothly.
Our photographer stopped over there, I guess it was last week. Man, it's hard to tell time so far in 2021. I think that's it's been a jam-packed start of the year. But our own Dakota Moyer went over there and took photos and said the same thing. Man, they have got a well-oiled machine in terms of making sure that people are safe when they're getting vaccinated and making it a quick and smooth process. And it's important for people in our community to know that UNC Health is an option, and going to the Friday Center, making an appointment through UNC Health, I should say, is an option.
Right.
Don't just show up, because we know that Orange County's health department has had some issues with people calling in, even though they're not eligible or just having questions, and it's kind of delayed sometimes when people are able to make appointments and stuff like that. And, you know, patience is a big part of this ongoing vaccine distribution, but it's also knowing that there are other resources in the community, too.
Well, and I do think it's hard. Every county is doing something slightly different, not only because of the doses they're getting or not getting, but because they either have a system up and running that ours got overloaded. You heard Wake County system got overloaded for people crashing the system. We're thrilled that so many people want to get the shot. So you're right. It's going to take some patience, and people are going to have to be waiting till the category comes up. You can get it in any county. You don't have to live in the county that you sign up for. So we see people going across different places. Some counties don't have the refrigeration capacity to be able to deal with it. And I went in to see that room, and they talked about how careful they all have to be with, and the doses have to be pulled out. The pharmacy students that were just, they had to load 850 doses out of the vials, just get them all ready to go. And you have to make sure people get the same manufacturer. You can't cross over between the two. So they have to, it's a lot of scheduling and from people who are exhausted from already dealing with COVID. So it's hard, and I know in Orange County we're trying to go after some vulnerable populations and people who might not have the ability to show up the same way or find out. And, you know, we don't want to have barriers for people getting their shot, so we're trying to reach all kinds of folks. And Duke Hospital, which is also close to us, is another site, and they're going to be, once they finish with all their employees, they'll be able to open up and offer some more, too. So everyone just needs to be a little more patient, but also vigilant, because You know, the new strain of the virus is much more contagious. We're still in peak numbers. I heard we lost our yellow status today.
We did.
Just barely, but we still, you know, the more lives we can save, the fewer people that need to go to the hospital. I mean, this is all, that light is truly there at the end of the tunnel. We just need people to be more patient, and we need the most people who are most vulnerable to this virus to get vaccinated first.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, townofchapelhill.org is the site to go to for local government. You mentioned UNC students who are helping out with the vaccination efforts at the Friday Center. I know that many graduate students and people in the School of Nursing, School of Pharmacy, School of Medicine are volunteering in those many ways. UNC started its undergraduate classes back up this past week. Everybody is taking them remotely, but some people are back in the community, having either just moved back here or maybe they were here over the winter. And some people are living on campus again. Just wanted to get your reaction from the community as these students come back, and you know what they might be able to bring to help out the town in this in this next few months, even though it is remote learning once again.
Yeah, we love our students. They volunteer in the community. They bring a energy level to our community. They frequent our businesses. They drive a lot of events here. We are different now, as you know, and we know that about 1,400 students moved back into dorms as well, but it's all single occupancy, and they have to be tested before they came back to school. So they stopped about 88, I think, students from coming back until they're cleared for COVID, and they have to be tested twice a week. So that's a huge difference from the fall with the single occupancy and all the testing that's going on. More isolation rooms for people who are unsure or get tested and have to then quarantine. And they are staying in remote for at least 3 weeks. If the numbers don't come down, they may be extended. But we did ask the question about how many students are actually back in the community here, because they can tell that from IP addresses from logging on to classes, right?
Mm.
So we're going to get a count. We don't have that number yet. But we saw a lot of students when the dorms emptied in the fall actually move into the community. So I don't know that it's been a huge shift for starting of the spring semester. There's been some, but not a huge shift. And we'll verify that. But we want students to take this seriously. We're in this together. You've seen the banners go up all together. It's working together. Yet there have been some parties I saw on social media, some things. And so we're on top of that. We're working with the university. We've got a much better system of helping deter behavior like that than we had before. And so I'm just hopeful that because of the vaccine coming out, because we understand more about the virus, because we have some systems in place, that we'll see not much effect for the virus, but a lot of effect for students coming back and helping. They're helping with the food distribution. They're helping at the community kitchen. They're helping in all kinds of ways.
Yeah, I'm speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Townofchapelhill.org is the site to go to for local government news. Lots of other things going on around town at this time, despite the very busy beginning to the week, too.
Yes, we're going to have our legislative breakfast on Monday with our representatives to talk about, since the state legislature's come back into session. We meet with them every year. We talk with them in between that. The Metro Mayor's lobbying efforts start back. We get our update tomorrow. So things are getting back into the swing after the holidays. We took a little bit of a break. And we're going to be looking at our climate action plan this week and get updates about our financial results the last 6 months, because it's been interesting. We are on a fiscal year, so when COVID came and we shut down in March, we had some different numbers from, you know, the last quarter of the 2020 year, and now we're in the 2021 year, and what does it look like, and what are our projections as we head into the budget season? So that's going on. We still have applications open for the People's Academy if people are interested in learning more about their town. It will be virtual 4 Saturdays a month. Please go and take a look at that. We've signed on to the climate mayors, of course, and then also on to the National Mayors Conference, talking about getting some help from municipalities, because most of us didn't get anything as far as through the rescue packages, right? We got some CARES money to help with certain things, but we have frontline workers working all kinds of things. We have budget needs, as you can imagine, across the country as towns are really struggling with how to make their budgets work. So all that's going up. And then we want to help be supportive of making sure the vaccines are happening and people are working with the COVID restrictions that we have here. And we want to get our businesses back up and running. And all that's going on. And it takes a lot of people pulling together and everyone's exhausted. And so you've got to, you know, that light at the end of the tunnel, I hope, is enough motivation for people just to keep in there and being strong. But it's a wonderful community. And like I said, I'm so proud of this community for all that they're doing to feed kids. We're almost up to 1 million meals for food for students.
That's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean
it just is. And if you want to help at a food distribution on Wednesday, it's perfectly safe. You just see how well it's working and how excited people are to help each other and connect with each other. And there are learning circles that are going on. And there's just a lot of good things. We know we will have a lot of things to recover from as well, but I'm just so proud of this community who care about everyone coming through this together.
If you are looking to learn more about all of those initiatives, events, stuff going on, be sure to head to townofchapelhill.org. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again next week.
Thank you, and stay safe.